everyone, welcome to the pilot episode of That Broke Pinay Podcast, ang podcast ng babaeng gastadora. Yes, this is Roma and I am your host from the Roma Miklat Podcast. In case you don't know or you haven't heard of that podcast, that is an awesome show. But of course, I am here to talk about That Broke Pinay Podcast and the reason why I started this podcast or bakit ako nagkaroon ng isa pang show. Kasi parang hindi ako masyadong ano, no? Parang ang dami ko pang time eh, no? No, but really, the past months, I've learned so much from people when it comes to finances, personal finance to be exact. And I realized that sharing my experiences will help a lot of people because hindi ko naman dinideny, guys. I don't know how to manage my finances properly, which made it challenging, lalo na when I entered in a relationship and marriage. And to all those who are listening to this episode, yes, I am telling you guys, this is not a marketing plot, this is not a whatever, this is another personal project, because the aim is to teach other people, teach my fellow Pinoys on how to mag-ayos sa pag-manage ng pera, because that is a very, very important life skill. Totoo yon. No joke, guys. Like, I always remember my mom telling me or telling us, kaming magkakapatid na, dapat matuto kayong humawak ng pera kasi babae kayo, ganyan-ganyan. Because, you know, as you know, in the society, women should have the budgeting skills, diba? And I was like, in my mind, why? Ganun ako. Even if you are an independent woman, sasabihin natin, you're a strong woman, who you own your career, very important yung marunong kang humawak ng pera, because no matter how big your salary is or kung gaano kalaki yung perang pumapasok sa'yo, kapag bulagsak sa pera, oh my god. Guys, this is coming from me. Napakagastadora ko. Ako pa talaga yung bibigay ng advice, no? No, but really, that is so true, that no matter how big your salary is, kung gaano man kalaki yung natatanggap nyo yearly, monthly, walang saysa yon if you don't know how to manage your resources. I have this joke before na this is a challenge. You have 100,000 and you will parang gagastahin mo siya in 10 minutes. What will you do? Parang ako, I wanna try that kasi feeling ko I am up to that challenge. Diba? Parang ang fun, no? Na feeling ko kayang-kaya kong gawin yon. But seriously, the idea came up for me to have a separate finance podcast was after we recorded the last two episodes of Investing together with Investing Made Easy, and the title was Masama Ba Ang Maging Kuripot, and Pecha de Peligro, or the accepted money practices that Pinoys must change. It became sort of popular, na parang ang dami niyang views, because, well, una, inilaglag ko yung sarili ko doon. And, nagpaka-honest lang naman ako eh. Nagpaka-totoo lang naman ako with everything that I've experienced over the years, lalo na nung nag-work na, and how the behavior of the people around me affected my decisions on how I handle my money. And I think na-appreciate ng tao yon. To whoever watched or listened to that episode, it was so funny, and it was funny. Ngayon, tinatawanan na lang namin, pero dati, it's just like a very normal thing to do. Pero ngayon that I know a little thing or two when it comes to handling my money, medyo talagang nakakatawa siya. But again, come to think of it, it's a very common practice ng mga Pinoy. Maybe not just Filipinos, but you know, the people around the world na hindi nila alam kung paano ang tamang pag-manage ng pera. And so I was like, that's a very sort of risky. Well, everything naman has a risk, pero wala naman sigurong masama if I share my reality in order to help other people understand Because I think ngayon, ang dami naman talaga nating nakikita, like shows or ano ba, in YouTube, podcasts, articles that we can read na parang sinasabi nila na, okay, this is how to do it, this is how to invest, this is how to start. But I don't think there is a show or there is someone who had gone through those things na parang kabulagsakan and talagang shinare nila yung totoong naiisip nila while they were spending their money sa walang saysay na mga bagay. And I think I am in the position, or I think nandun ako sa point where I am okay to actually tell people my story, and I am not ashamed of it because what I am proud of is the fact that I took the step and I am making changes. I am not saying that okay, eto na ako, well made na ako. No guys, I am still nagsa-struggle pa rin ako every now and then. Because why? Because I've been doing that. It's been my habit for the past 30 years. And for me to change overnight or over, like, magbabago ako in like 2-3 years, that's impossible. You know, there are things that you just can't change quickly in a snap. Not possible, guys. Kumbaga, if I will tell you that, niloloko ko lang kayo. Kasi, well, even on savings, I mean, even when you are saving, mayroon ka ding tinatawag na saving burnout, which, by the way, we will talk about that on a separate episode, the upcoming episodes of this podcast. Pero again, this podcast will talk about the things na, yun nga, pinagkakagastahan natin, na feeling natin, may kwenta, may saysay, but then wala naman. And then we will look at, parang magiging case study ang ako on my behavior when it comes to handling money. And I will invite friends who will share their thoughts and their financial awakenings also, so we can learn from them. Syempre, hindi lang naman ako yung magiging honest dito. So sa mga future guests ko, who, if you are listening to this, alam nyo na. I think that's the beauty of that, of it also. Alam mo kasi, ang hirap maging honest sa sarili. If we cannot be honest to other people, ang hirap lalong maging honest sa sarili natin. But I think that is one of the very important and the basic step then when it comes to pag-aayos ng personal finance. You have to be honest to yourself and you have to review and check all everything that you do. And that kind of discipline, it won't... Mahirap siya. Mahirap siya. Unless we really want it, unless we really like to have that na parang, okay, sige, gusto ko ng, I really want to have a good future. Ayokong matulad sa, maybe sa kakilala mo, maybe sa kamag-anak mo, maybe ayokong magaya sa own parents mo on how they were behaving when it comes to money. And that's okay. It's a way of, ano eh, it's for yourself eh. So, this podcast is, I would say, it's gonna be very intimate because pag-uusapan natin yung katotohanan natin, and not just katotohanan in life, but realities, our behavior when it comes to money. Again, I am so excited about this podcast and I hope you give it a chance. Saan ka naman nakakita ng financial podcast ng babaeng gastadora, o diba? Tas, I use that na walang kaalam-alam sa pag-manage ng pera because that is my truth. Yun yung mag-force dito sa show na to. I mean, along the way as I go on with my show, as I record every episode, matututo din ako. The questions that I will be giving or I will be throwing to my guests are my real questions because I don't know. Because I should know that, pero hindi ko naiintindihan, and that's okay, I think. That is fine. So if you want to join me on my journey to understand things that I need to know or we need to know when it comes to personal finance or when it comes to handling our money, you better subscribe to this podcast kasi ito na yon, besh. Ito na talaga yon. Hindi to MLM, hindi to multi-level marketing, hindi to budol, walang pakape, wala kang bibiling produkto para makuha mo ang information na ito sa mga guests natin. And yes, once again, you can find that Broke Pinay Pinay Podcast, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And of course, you can also follow the official Instagram and Facebook page of this podcast. So, ayan, ano, ready ka ba? In less than a month, we will welcome another year. 2021 is here. It should be awesome and we should be learning something new where we will benefit from it. And I think, sa akin lang naman to guys, I think that Broke Pinay Podcast, you need it in your life. Ganoin! So again, that Broke Pinay Podcast, coming to you this January 2021 on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe now!